Hi, I'm John Meehan, and this is Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast all about teaching that I literally record on my way home from work because I live just outside of Washington, D.C., and it is rough on traffic, but it gives me a lot of time to talk about teaching. I work as an instructional coach at a high school level, and every day I work with teachers in all different content areas to come up with ideas and brainstorms and pedagogies and techniques about how we can use great teaching in our classrooms. And so I take the rest of that stuff and I dump it here on the weekly, because they say that if reading is breathing in, then writing is breathing out. This is my digital writing. I can sort of share a bunch of ideas that we're working on in our classrooms and stories of success that could work for your classroom as well. We keep these podcasts about 10 minutes in length, and so the ultimate goal is to give you information that you can come up with an idea and say, oh, that's an action item I can make happen in my class today. And today, we're talking all about sketchnoting. If you don't know what it is, we'll get you from the brass tacks all the way to being a pro. And if you are already sketchnoting, I would love already to hear what you're doing. Sketchnotes are fantastic. It's a very old school, very no-tech version of teaching stuff. And great teaching is great teaching. Tech just helps to sort of amplify that. But we'll talk all about sketchnoting today. I will talk for about 10 minutes. This is designed to be a dialogue. So if you want to join in the conversation, feel free to tweet at me. I'm at MeehanEDU, and I would love very much to talk about what you're doing with sketchnotes, because I've seen some amazing ones online, and I would love to idea share and brainstorm, and I'll be honest, maybe steal some of your ideas for the future. So I'm on Twitter at MeehanEDU. That's at like the at symbol, Meehan like my last name, and EDU like teaching, because I like teaching. And I would love very much to steal ideas from great people. And sketchnotes is an idea I've proudly and unabashedly stolen into my high school classroom, and it has delivered incredible results. So today, I'm going to talk about how it works. A bit about sketchnotes. If you don't know what it is exactly what it sounds like. There's no tech, there's no trick, there's no app. It is take notes and sketch them. Draw pictures of what you have learned. Present in a visual way the concept that we have just covered, or that we are covering, or that book that you are reading. And what's super cool about it is you're not graded on your artistic ability. You're graded on your level of detail and how the thoughts kind of come to make sense as you see them on the page. If that sounds sort of like hippy-dippy or amorphous, take heart that there's a lot of rigor and structure to these unstructured sketchings. It's not just doodle on a page. What you're actually doing is taking that student who might otherwise find him or herself doodling and saying, rather than drawing squigglies or like hearts where, you know, it's my name plus Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm clearly dating myself with that story. You have the ability to guide what goes into those notes. So I can say, hey guys, we just read the first chapter of Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. I want you to do a sketch note of what that chapter might look like. And it could be as open-ended as someone draws like a picture of a boy on a raft, or a boy with a funny looking, you know, straw hat, or a boy with a fishing pole. Or it could be as detailed as, oh, this is a whole scene where there's a boy on a raft standing next to a tree and a house, and then there's another boy who's whispering, and then there's the ability for one student to, like, talk to another student and say, ooh, you have that in yours, yeah, I want that in mine. And all of these things really lend to, like, write down whatever made sense or didn't make sense about the chapter to you, if you wanted to push that. And I encourage you to push that, because otherwise it's just like spend 5 minutes drawing, which is great and it's fun, but it does sort of get to the fluffy kind of area really quickly. I will often do the thing that says, hey guys, I want you to sketch note. We read the first 3 chapters of Huck Finn. I want you to include at least textual details from 10 different examples. I don't care what details you put in, but I need to see them. So as you make your sketch note, make little line item annotations with like a page number that inspired the thing that you had. So it's almost like an annotated anatomy of a character, right? So you have like a character with a big smile on his face, and there's a little arrow next to his teeth that says, page 144, I smiled a great smile, or something like that. It's like, oh, cool. I don't care what they're finding, but they're taking their annotations and they're putting it in the visual medium. It's awesome, because what it allows us to do is see very quickly what details students are picking up on and what details they may be missing. Likewise, by comparing 3 or 4 or 7 or 10 sketch notes in quick succession, you can kind of bounce around the classroom and see very quickly who's getting it and who's not getting it and what type of things they're getting or not getting. I'll give students 5 or 7 minutes to sketch note at the start of a class, Like, hey guys, we just read chapter 2 of The Great Gatsby. That's the one where they go to Tom's secret apartment in New York. He has a wild party, there's a fight, he has a mistress, it's a big old to-do. And I really just let this scandal kind of play out without giving any answers. So I say, go into the document, or go into the printed piece of paper, and just sketch whatever stands out to you. But I want to see at least 7 or 10 details. So as students are sketching, I'm bouncing around the classroom saying, ooh, what are you working on here? How does that work? Why does that work? Like an episode of like Cake Boss or like the holiday cooking challenges you see on the Food Network. There's no right or wrong answer in the process of the formative assessment, right? We're just seeing what ingredients individual students are thinking to pull in. You know, so much of Carol Dweck's research about mindset talks about praising process, not praising product. And this leaves me 5 minutes, 7 minutes to walk through and get a feel for who's getting it and who's not getting it, and seeing how it's becoming concrete in the student's brain. So instead of saying, ooh, you know, I really like how much blue you used, because that's a judgment, and ultimately, if the student doesn't value my judgment, it doesn't really matter whether I liked it or I didn't like it. Instead, I can just change and frame that question to something like, hey, I see you're using a lot of blue. Why? So forcing that metacognition where a student's like, oh yeah, I decided to use blue because, I don't know, when I saw this thing in the text, it made me think of blah, 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 blah. Again, the big secret is it's not about what they're drawing or their ability to draw it. It's about what they're thinking and why they're thinking what they're thinking. And it's also a great way in very quick sort of, you know, check the temperature of the room, the canary in the coal mine, to get a handle on which students have in fact read the text or have not read the text or have understood the text or are still having trouble with some of those concepts. As you're bouncing around and you see a student staring intently at his or her book, that's usually a sign that they don't have too many ideas from that book to spring onto the page. And you can then do the proximity control thing where you float around. You're like, hey, Bobby, what's going on? Walk me through it. And without being punitive, you can still give that student that 5 to 7 minutes to work through, okay, well, so what do we know? Let's start with that. We're not lost. We just don't know where we're going yet. So let's backtrack to the last thing that we do know. And again, seeing where that student is so critically important, because you have the ability then to move individual student from his or her point A to his or her point B. And giving that personalized, that human touch, the sketch note does allow awesome abilities for that. If you wanted to be more, like, I guess, points-based with it, you can certainly do the thing like, hey guys, I'm going to only take sketch notes submitted to me that have a name on it with 20 details laid in. Or, you know, you have 15 minutes, but you need to get X number of details. And that's nice, too, if you have students who receive some sort of accommodations, maybe a time and a half. You can set a precedent. Let's say if it's everyone needs to, in 10 minutes, get, I don't know, 20 details. What you would need to do is give that child 10 minutes plus the time and a half, so they'd get 15 minutes to do that same amount of work. But perhaps you can take the assignment and scaffold it. So you come by and say, hey, Bobby, you know, very quietly, we don't need 10 from you. If you can just get me 8 or 7, you'll be all set for the day. I just want to make sure that you're making good progress, which is helpful too, because the sketch note is unlike a traditional quiz, that it really is up to some level of interpretation. I've also done sketch notes in small groups where I'll put student teams together, 4 or 5 people in a group. When I do the QR break-ins, which is like a center's activity, I always include sketch notes as one of the features in there. And I'll have them sketch like the interior of the apartment of the younger family from A Raisin in the Sun, and they have to pull in text evidence. That encourages students to be talking to one another about the type of details that they saw. And yes, they can use their books. Of course they can. It encourages them to have that much more level detail of their own annotations. So when they come to a conversation, they're that much more prepared with information for one another. And at the same time, I'm not grading on which student is the most artistic, but invariably in a group of kids, there's a kid who's the artist kid, and then there's 2 or 3 other kids who then become the fact finder kids. Because nobody likes to do all of the work for all of the groups all of the time. Yes, there are some levels of groups who will invariably like put the lion's share on one student or another, but I love the pedagogy because it allows us the practice of some choice and equity that if you don't want to be the artist because you don't feel artistic, that's okay. Like, let the other student do the drawing, but you need to be constantly feeding him information, which works very much in line with the Kagan structures of collaborative learning and what we learn through one another. So that's really helpful. And that's just, like I said, a brain dump of how sketchnoting can work. I also love it, and this is really cheap and totally exploitative, but it's effective for things like student, if you have a class newsletter or if you have your own classroom and you need student work on the walls. Quizzes that got 88% or 95% framed on the wall look one way. Gorgeous illustrations that were high levels of detail about your unit that you're working through make for really great wall art and anchor charts down the line, which is super, super helpful. You can do a sketch note if you're studying a concept and group A has a different concept than group B, then C, then D, then E. Then take all of those things and turn it into a sketch noted gallery walk where they're up on the walls and then the student groups can kind of patrol between them. And again, that adds life and dynamism. So your classroom feels like it was written by your kids and it's not just, you know, the stock image photo of a cat hanging off the branch of a tree and it says, hang in there, or the motivational poster that says, you know, deadlines or something like that. So that's, yeah, that's a million ideas with sketch notes, and I have a million more, and I'm sure you have a million more. So I would love to dialogue with you. Please feel free to tweet at me on Twitter. I'm at mehan.edu. Talk to me about sketch notes, how you're using them in your classroom, what you love about them, ways you're sort of thinking about them, and things we could do with them to even take them to the next level. And we'll be back next week with another topic. Thanks again.